Hey, Jeff Magalino here for FL Teams. Just want to give you a season review, kind of, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And it's not even a review, it's a reaction to the season ending. I was kind of on the disabled list myself the past couple days, not because the Lightning lost, but that didn't help. Look, the Lightning obviously lost the series in six games to Toronto, losing all three games at home in which they dominated. One, frankly, the officials stole. One, the Lightning led 4-1 with less than 10 minutes to go in the game and gave up three goals and lost in overtime. And then game six, which frankly, they dominated for the majority of the game. The Maple Leafs obviously had some spurts, also lost in overtime. Very bad overtime trend going for the Lightning in the playoffs, but you know, it's a whole thing. And look, Andrei Vasilevsky, I questioned him the last two games of the series. He played excellent and made some outstanding saves. Lightning defense tightened up. Frankly, you know, Maple Leafs fans are a bunch of jackwagon idiots who haven't won a series in 20 years, so they don't know what they're looking at this point. But the Lightning were clearly the better team in that series. I'm fully on the Florida Panthers bandwagon. Go FL Teams. Come on, Panthers. Beat Toronto. But look, here's the reality is the Lightning now have to move forward. This is the most dominant franchise in hockey for 9 years now. They've made six conference championships, four Stanley Cup finals, won two cups, one of which is right there. They've won 40-something more games than the next closest team in the playoffs. They've won the most games, scored the most goals. The last nine seasons have been kind of dynastic for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I said this early in the series is maybe you just need to drop out and take your medicine. Let some of these guys rest because the mental and physical exhaustion, especially I think with Andrei Vasilevsky, leaks into the regular season. The seeding in the playoffs, obviously, if you didn't know before this year, frankly, you don't pay attention, but now you know, seeing Seattle beat Colorado, the Panthers take out the Bruins, the Lightning a few years ago, lose to Columbus. Look, it doesn't matter. You just need to get into the playoffs. And that's been the Lightning's MO, really, the last four seasons, is the regular season is just get into the playoffs, then we'll turn it on. Vasilevsky, the last two seasons, though, statistically, has really not been great. He's been very good, but not great in the regular season. Maybe this extra month rest that he's not used to will actually help. Looking forward, look, the biggest free agent for the Lightning, the biggest unrestricted free agent, is Alex Killorn. There's no doubt he can make more money going elsewhere. I'm sure the Lightning will try to work something out, and he might have been here long enough that he wants to take less money, pay no state income tax, to stay with the Lightning. He's not the only free agent. Corey Perry, Pierre-Edouard Belmar, both have been here a couple years, haven't won a cup with the Lightning. I don't know if they're going to continue playing. And frankly, I don't know if the Lightning are going to try to keep either one of them. Maybe one of them. I would argue Perry's probably the guy. But you could actually argue Belmar, and I'm not going to argue with either one. We'll see what the Lightning decide to do with that. Ian Cole, the other kind of big free agent. He just signed a one-year deal, and he had a decent season. He made a pretty terrible mistake. I don't remember which game it was, where I think he actually was defensively responsible for the game-winning goal in maybe game three. They're all blurring together. You know, doesn't matter that much. But, you know, overall a solid player. We'll see. The Lightning have some depth, especially with the resurgence of, the ascendance of Darren Radish. You know, Would have helped if they had Eric Chernak for, you know, this playoff series for sure. It's almost like, you know, him getting a dirty hit and the guy getting suspended 3 games for taking him out for the rest of the season. Seems inequitable, almost. Brian Elliott, Moose, the backup goaltender. They'll either re-sign him or get another backup goalie. I'm not overly concerned with that. That's just a guy who needs to be able to stand in net and win winnable games. He's been a great backup. I'd love if the Lightning re-sign him for the cheap, which, you know, if he wants to get, again, all these guys I've mentioned, not really Killorn, even though Killorn's getting up there. The other guys all could retire, and it would not be shocking. I don't think Ian Cole's going to retire either. But Belmar, Elliott, Perry could all retire. Restricted free agents, Ross Colton is obviously the big one. They'll get him figured out. Taylor Janot, Mikey Esamont, I think they're going to bring both of these guys back, especially if Perry and Belmar leave. You want Janot in there. And Esamont, he was really valuable in the last couple postseason games. The, you know, the speed he brings, the tenacity, he fits right in with what the Lightning do. And look, the Lightning have so many young guys who they seemingly draft, develop, and call up. I'm not really, you know, losing Killorn would suck from a fan's perspective, but from a playing perspective, I don't know that it makes a massive difference. Even though he had an excellent year, and he did, you know, last year, the big, honestly, big story point was that Killorn didn't score in the entire playoffs, didn't score a goal. He scored 3 in just 6 games this year. So, you know, kind of got off the schneid there and you know, hopefully for him, things continue. And whether he's back with the Lightning or not, he is an excellent player who's had an excellent career, went to 4 Stanley Cups, won 2 of them. You know, just a superb person and a superb Tampa Bay Lightning player. Look, I don't, you know, there was a lot of talk about, oh, is the window closing? I don't really see that. You know, Vasi is still age-wise in what should be his physical prime. And again, I mentioned this at least once, if not more, in the reaction videos earlier in the season, is that, you know, maybe he needs a little mental and physical break, like, you know, a regular off season, because look at the Colorado Avalanche, eliminated in the first round in their first attempt to repeat. Look, Lightning won the cup, had the shortest off season in NHL history, came back, won another cup because the bubble, that's why it was such a short off season, won another cup, came back again, having the shortest off season, went to their third straight Stanley Cup. So again, had the shortest off season. And this year, during spurts of the regular season, you could see they were not themselves. And also, you had guys like Cirelli and I'm forgetting, was it Bogosian maybe, who missed a substantial, you know, start to the season because they were recovering from injuries. This should allow the Lightning to recover, be rejuvenated. I actually expect a better regular season from the Lightning next year. And look, again, if you look at it, Steven Stamkos said the Lightning actually played better in this series that they lost to Toronto than they did last year when they beat Toronto in 7 games. And I don't disagree with him. I think Toronto outplayed the Lightning in 4 to 5 of those 7 games last season. This season, the Lightning outplayed Toronto in 5 of the 6 games and still found a way to lose, which is so unlike what the Lightning have done, you know, going to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals. Congrats to you idiot losers from Toronto for finally winning a playoff series. You guys must feel great. My kids didn't even think it was possible for a team from Toronto to win a playoff series. Haven't happened in their lifetime. Hasn't happened in Isaac Edelman's lifetime until right now. So congrats, you guys. Party up like you just won the Stanley Cup, because Florida's going to still knock you out in round 2. Go Panthers. Anyways, I'm not down on the Lightning. You know, after all the fortune the Lightning have had the last, again, 9 years. Come on. This is one of the three out of the last 9 years the Lightning haven't advanced to the conference finals, and one of the five out of the last nine that they haven't gone to the Stanley Cup finals. I'm not losing any sleep, folks. It was unfortunate. I don't think this is the end of the Lightning. I think they'll be back. So that's all I got to say about that. Subscribe to FL Teams. When the postseason starts, I might be sending you some Florida Panthers coverage when they defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs in round two. I don't know. But I'm firmly on that bandwagon for now. Until then, peace. Go Bolts.